ברוכים הבאים to the first of a new series of shiurim, which will be entitled The Structure of the Chumash in the Eyes According to Chazal. And actually the purpose of the shiur will be, how did Chazal look at the Chumash? How do they understand the Chumash? And this is a rather very difficult, complicated, broad and profound topic, and the Mitzvah Shem in the upcoming Shiurim, not only we will speak about it, but you'll come to discover why I have called it complicated and profound and broad. In any case, the starting point will actually be something which we'll learn in the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was not really known for his works on the Chumash, but in fact, actually, there is one place in the Chazon Ish, it's in Eir HaChayim, Simen Kuf Chaf Hei, and there the Chazon Ish speaks about something which doesn't fit into anything which he speaks about anywhere, and it's entitled Seder or Sidur Nisinas Parshas HaTorah, which means putting together the order of the in which the mitzvahs were given in the Torah. In other words, what the Chazon Ish is going to do in Simen Kuf Chaf Hei is he's going to actually try to work out in what order were the mitzvahs given in the Chumash. And we're going to see and discover that this topic is not as simple as most people would imagine it is. Now, why am I saying this is not simple? Because, I'm sure you're going to say, oh, it's very simple. So, the reason I'm saying it's not simple is because the Chazon Ish, who, as far as I'm concerned, is the intellectual giant of Torah scholarship in the 20th century, himself says this is very complicated. At the very beginning, in Simen Kuf Chaf Hei, says the Chazon Ish, I'm beginning here, Sifkatan Aleph, Kasher B'yediyas Pirtei Sidur Nisinas Parashas HaTorah, since an understanding, a knowledge of the details of the order of the giving of the parshas in the Torah, umokum zmani b'rosan, the place and where they were said, yesh baze iyun rav, there is much to discuss here. There's much to think about here. This is very profound, says the Chazon Ish. Utzricha Talmud, Chazon Ish says we have to work very hard at this. V'hal be'sukis hashas shakal utbetalya bazeh. There are many sukis in Shas that give and take, that actually the give and take of these sukis are actually centered upon this basic topic. K'may sukit the gittin, like the chuzugin gittin, daf samach aman aleph, folio 60, side A, and chagiga daf vav aman aleph, folio 6, side A2. Re'inu lahavi masha ola bi'yuneinu bazeh. So the Chazon Ish said he saw fit what in fact actually came up when he actually went deeply into this topic. So the Chazon Ish himself, this is Haidaz Baldin, the Chazon Ish himself is actually telling us that this is very complicated, very difficult. So we can believe him. There aren't many simanim of the Chazon Ish where the Hagdamah, the beginning of the siman, says this is very complicated. And therefore, because of this, we can assume that this is going to be very, very difficult. Now, an interesting question has to be raised is why did the Chazon Ish in fact actually write this? The Chazon Ish was not known for having, for sure he knew the Chumash, but the Chazon Ish was not known as a commentator on the Chumash. This issue actually bothered me for many, many years. And then quite a number of years ago, I came across a doctoral thesis written by a certain professor, I think his name is Eliezer Brown, at Hebrew University. Actually, this past year, he actually published a book on the Chazon Ish in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh. I think it's published, by Hebrew University, but a very interesting book on the Chazon Ish. Actually, I would have to say that this is far and away the best book on the Gadol I ever read. And the book is actually based upon a doctoral thesis, which he did at Hebrew University several years before that. I actually got a hold of this doctoral thesis. I think you can actually get it on Hebrew books. And in the doctoral thesis, he actually has interviews with people who actually learned with Chazon Ish. One of the talmidim who learned with Chazon Ish, I think as a young boy, He had a seder, a daily seder, or a, you know, he's lomad chazanei several times a week. Was a certain person named Tzvi Aryeh Yehuda. Actually, he must be a very old man right now. He's actually doctor, professor Tzvi Aryeh Yehuda. And Tzvi Aryeh Yehuda lomad chazanish, and at the end of the dissertation, there's actually a very long interview with Tzvi Aryeh Yehuda. And Tzvi Aryeh Yehuda mentions in the dissertation that as a young man, he was very, very wide-read, as were some of the Talmidim of Chazanish, some of whom we don't know their names, but you can discover them when you read the book. And this Dr. Tzvi Aryeh Yehuda, who, by the way, wrote, I think, several articles for Tradition Magazine about the Chazanish, in any case, he says that he was actually became interested in biblical criticism. And he's come to the Chazanish and ask him questions. And it seems that the Chazanish's work here, Sidon Mesinas Pashta Teira, were the answers that the Chazanish gave to the Tzvi Aryeh Yehuda, right, to the questions that he had based upon biblical criticism that he had read. So we see that the Chazanish was not, this is actually a response to questions which were posed to him, and because of this, he actually put it in the Sefer, Simen Kuf Chaf He. Very interesting. We'll actually speak about this later on in detail. Actually, the interesting approach the Chazanish took in general. But in any case, this is the background of Simen Kuf Chaf He, right? Thanks to Professor Brown's doctoral thesis and Dr. Tzvi Aryeh Yehuda. Now, the Chazanish is going to begin, before he actually goes into Chazal, is actually going to speak about the giving of the Torah and the Seder, the course of events in the Torah, as it appears in the Chumash. And what the Chazanish is going to do, he's going to base himself upon the Ramban al Chumash. And we'll see the Ramban al Chumash, I don't know how many of you have actually learned thoroughly through the Ramban al Chumash, especially these Rambans, but the Ramban al Chumash is actually going to present to us a very, very interesting way of looking at the order of events of the Nesilas HaTorah, beginning with the Aseres HaDibros. And we're going to discuss actually if in fact actually he is in fact arguing on Chazal or not. In one place he brings Chazal, but the Nesil claims he's arguing on Chazal. We'll see that in Mitzvah Shem in a while. Anyway, I'm going to first read through the Chazanish slowly and translate it, and then I'm going to go to the Ramban and show where the Chazanish bases himself in the Ramban, and then we'll go back again to the Chazanish and read him again and try to understand him thoroughly. Those of you who have never learned the Chazanish, you should know the Chazanish is very, very difficult. The Chazanish is very, very difficult to learn because he wrote b'derech limudai. He wrote as he learned. And since he wrote as he learned, you have to actually get into the sugya, into the Chazanish, in order to understand the Chazanish. Chazanish is not going to get you into the sugya. You have to already be in the sugya. So what we're going to do is going to read and translate the Chazanish, and then we're going to go to the Ramban, and then go back into the Chazanish. And at least for tonight, the Mitzvah Shem, we will actually be able to see how the Chazanish is learning what's called Pshuta Shal Mikra. You know, what seems to be the apparent meaning and intention of the verse of the Chumash, without the Lashes. Okay, now, the Chazanish begins in Shemois Chavdalet, Perachavdalet, Pasuk Aleph. Okay? Now, let me just give a little bit of a survey here of the Parshas HaTorah. We know that in Yisroi, we have the Aseres HaDibros. Actually, in Yisroi, beginning in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Aleph, we begin the Parsha of Matan Torah, B'chodesh HaShlish Hoseif Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, and then beginning in Perek Chaf, V'yidav Elokim is called V'ma'il Le'mor, and then Pasuk Beis, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, that's the Aseres HaDibros, and then beginning in Perek Tez, at Pasuk Tezvav, Perek Chaf, V'chol Ha'am Roim Es HaKoyleis, Es HaLapidim Es Kol HaShefa, right? And then after that, we end up with the mitzvahs at the very end of Parshas Yisroi. And then beginning in Parachav Aleph, we have Parshas Mishpatim. And Parshas Mishpatim, we have all the mitzvahs, the many, many, many mitzvahs that appear in Parshas Mishpatim. And then, at the very, very, and then towards the end of Parshas Mishpatim, we have the commandments on the Avodah Zarah. It says, "L'sichlos la'emlo v'l'heyem bris," you should not make a covenant with the heathen nations. "L'yeshu ba'altecha," they should not dwell in your land. This is in Pasuk Lamed Gimel of Perek Chav Gimel. "L'yeshu ba'altecha," they should not dwell in your land. "Penyachtil oischali," maybe they will cause you to sin. "Kisavod es aloheyem," because you will serve their gods with a small g. "Kielecha lamoike," they will be a trap. They will trap you. Okay, now beginning Pasuk Perek Chav Dalet, it says V'al Moshe Amar Alei El Hashem. Moshe says to Moshe Rabbeinu to go up. Atav Yaaron Nado V'Aviyu B'Shim Zikne Yisrael. And then Moshe Rabbeinu goes up. And then he says, then Pasuk Gimel says, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes, V'Yisapel La'am, it's called Divrei Hashem, it's called Mishpatim. He tells the Jewish people all of the Mishpatim. V'Yan Kol Am Koel Echa V'Yemu Kol Advar Hashem Diba Hashem Nasa. Everybody says we're going to do the Mishpatim. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Writes all the Divrei Hashem, that's in Pasuk Dalet. Vayashkin Mabayka, he gets up in the morning, Vayashkin Mizbeach, Tachas Ahar, and he builds a Mizbeach, an altar at the foothill of the mountain, right? And then Vayishlach Navi Bnei Yisrael B'Yal Oiles, they bring sacrifices, Vizbul Zavach, B'Shalom L'Hashem Porim. And then it says in Pasuk Vav, Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adam V'Yosem Ba'agonoi, Moshe Rabbeinu takes the blood and puts it in vessels, and then he sprinkles the blood on the Mizbeach. And he takes the Sefer HaBris, the Book of the Covenant, and he reads it, Ba'oznei Ha'am, Vayayimu Kol Asher Dibu Hashem Na'asa V'nishma. And the Moshe Rabbeinu takes the dam, he takes the blood, and Vayizok Al-Ami throws the blood on the nation, and this is the Dam HaBris. And then after that, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai. Vayayim Hashem Moshe Alei Alei Ahara V'yayisham. That's the Pasuk Gidbeis. And he goes up to Har Sinai, and he's there, Aboim Yom Aboim Loim. Okay. That's a sketch of the parashas of the Torah. Says the Chazon Ish. Shmois Chav Dalet Aleph El Moshe Oma Alei. Okay? So says the Chazon Ish, the Pevosh Hamban, that the Chazon Ish is going to follow the Ramban on the Torah. Noyadu B'chamisha L'shmoy Adavo Mipi Hashem. The Jewish people, right, were supposed to, on the fifth day, right, the fifth day of Sivan, right, had gathered to hear Mipi Hashem, v'achaka kishamu koila sheva ve'esahar Hashem. When they heard the sound of the sheva, and they heard the and Hasina was burning, amu dabri ta'imon. They say, speak with us. V'yemim Moshe lem al tiro, and Moshe Ben said, don't be afraid. And then they heard anoichi. Now, the Chazon Ish is basing himself, right, on the Ramban, because what we have is the Aseret HaDibros, which begin in Perachov, and then the answer at the Aseret HaDibros, it says in Pasuk Tezvav, V'chol ha'am roim es ha'koilin, the nation heard the voices, as they saw the voices, as lapidim es kol ha'sheva av oshen, v'yam v'yanu v'yamdu v'yachuk. Okay, v'yam v'meisha d'vei tamin nishma, you speak to us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't speak to us because we're afraid we're going to die. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to the nation, do not be afraid.
This is before Hashem.
So now like this. Now, so what's interesting is, he says, when did this take place? Right? When did this take place? So the Ramban learns that this took place before the Aseret HaDibros. That means on Hey Sivan. That's where the Ramban learns. The Ramban learns that this took place. In fact, actually, the Ramban in Perachav Tazbav, he quotes the Mefarshim, which is the Ibn Ezra, who want to learn that these events took place after the Aseret HaDibros. The Ramban says no. It says no. The Ramban says that this took place before the Aseret HaDibros. That when Klal Yisrael heard the Kol HaSheifa, and they heard and they heard the rumbling and they saw the Asher, they were afraid because Baruch should speak to them. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, "Al-Tirod, don't be afraid." Right? The Bavon Nasus is Chabalo. Came for Tiyah Yirasa Panecha Vilta Tachdol. Okay. And then it says, "Vayamar Amir Achad." They stood from afar. Umoishi Nigash Al Rafa. Shoshem Loki Moshe Rabbeinu Zot Ha'Alsin. And then they heard themselves a different voice. So the Parsh, the Parshas are not considered. This is one of the few places where the Ramban actually learns that the Torah, the Parshas, are not going in order. So that's what Ramban learned. Ramban says, right? So what happens is, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to me, "Not be afraid." You can hear the Kol Hashem. So, Vayishmu Anoich Vayelecha Mipi Agvura. So they heard the first two Dibrois, Mipi Agvura, like the Gemara says in Chavdalud in Makkos. Ushayas HaSeres HaDibroi Shamos Kol Hashem. They heard the voice. Avalo Yisiku Biyo Inyono Ele De Moshe. But they were not able to make out the words to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the Ramban. This is Shita the Ramban. Shita the Ramban is that the first two Dibrois were heard explicitly, word for word. There's a Makkos Rishayim, right? Were heard word for word. But the other eight Dibrois, they heard a sound, but they didn't hear the Chatichas HaOyis. They didn't hear the words themselves. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to actually translate, you know, the voice into actual words. Right, Moshe Dabu Lakim Yanan Bakoil. Actually, the Ramban speaks about this actually in Pasuk Tazayin, Perak Chaf Pasuk Tazayin. But anyway, this is Shita the Ramban. These are different Shitas, okay? Oh, Ukemosh Pirush Hashishan. Okay, now the Achar Aseres HaDibrois Yored Moshe. Now, if the Aseres HaDibrois, Moshe comes down. And then Klai Yisrael says, "We don't want to hear anymore." And this is the Shita of the Ramban, which we'll see he speaks about actually in Pasuk. Ramban is actually going to speak about this later on. And actually, this battle is over here, I think, in Parachov, Pasuk Tezvoz, and also later on in Parachov Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. But actually, how do we know they didn't want to hear anymore? We know that actually from Devarim. In Devarim, in Perek He, in the volume, in Perek He, Pasuk Tezva, in the volume, in Perek He, Pasuk Chafala, right? So, Vataymu, it says, so a little back off, right? Vayiki Shamachem is a call me Techa Choshech, Vahaboy Be'esh, we heard the voice from the Choshech and the fire, Vatiku when they like Koroshi Shib Techa Zekenecha. Now this Kainim came to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vataymu, this is, once again, this is Pasuk of Aleph Perak Hay in the Devarim, in Be'ez Chanan, Heine Anu Hashem Lakenis Gevodis Godle Is Kodesh Shemana Mitach Ha'esh, right, we heard the HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak, Hayom Hazeh Ra'inu Yidab Elokim Es Ha'odol V'chai, we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to a person and he can still be alive, V'yata Lama Namos, why should we die? He said, Chaleinu Ha'esh Gun La'azoy, the fire is going to consume us, if you listen enough to Shmuel, it's called Hashem Lakeno Eva Master. Because Moshe is still speaking, we'll be consumed by the fire. Okay? So they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Krav Ata Ushma, Eish Hashem Hashem Lakeno, Vata Be'aleinu." You go hear a Kaddish Baruch Hu now. Vata Da Be'aleinu, Kashi Da Be'Hashem Lakeno Lech Meshor Asim. And you'll tell us what Kaddish Baruch Hu says. And it turns out the Kaddish Baruch Hu was agreed, he was masking. And as it says in Pasuk Chafei, וישמע השם אז כל דבריכם בדברכם אלוהי ואם השם אלוהי שמע לי כל דברי העולם הזה היטיבו כל אשר דיברו. Right? I agree. I'm asking. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be drunk at the Klal Yisrael. Okay? So after the Aseres HaDibrois, right? So it says the Chazanish, right? V'az omu lo ha'enu Hashem, ki chosh ki yishmu ki yivshah mitzvahs of kol Hashem, v'yom Hashem yitim v'kol Yisrael. They thought that the Kodesh Baruch was going to tell them all the other mitzvahs, ponim el ponim. Ki kere yamach shol, l'pon yitzvah v'yisi yom yisham v'yishal ha'ofel. So that, and Chazanish says, this is Mahashwa, that this is according to Ramban, the Kodesh Baruch thought to tell them all the mitzvahs. So Mishmur Grat Yerofel, v'omu lo Hashem, ko yisoyma atem v'yisem, so what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu goes back up, right? Moshe Rabbeinu goes up, back up, right? and tells the Kodesh Baruch Hu they don't want to hear anymore. Kodesh Baruch Hu is maskin, and now we're back in Yisrael in Parakha Pasuk Yotes. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Moshe Rabbeinu, Koy Samuel b'nei Yisrael, Atem Re'isim k'en Shemayim Dibati Imachem. I saw, you know, you see I spoke to the Shemayim, is what they say in the Devarim. And then he tells them all the mitzvahs to the end of Yisrael, which is a few more psukim, and then he tells them all the mishpat, tells Moshe Rabbeinu all the mishpatim. Until the very, very end, until Perek Chav Dalet.
In Devarim, that's just a...
That's an interlude,
it's
right.
I'm saying Devarim is the Tzeres
Dibros, right? Yeah, but Devarim, the Tzeres Dibros is in Devarim too. But there, the Devarim tells us that Klai Yisrael didn't want to hear any mitzvahs anymore. He really focused on the Devarim. Right. So it says, okay, so he says, right? So for Amalek Kois Amar, Atem Re'isim, Ad Lo Yeshu Ba'al Tzechem. That's what Chazanei says. Until Pasuk Lamed Gimel, a Perach of Gimel. When it's Tavel of Tzechem, okay, now, after that, the Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to write them down, right? And that's what he did. And that's what he says. The Chazon said, "This is Hashem Ramban." When the Stavros claims of the Vama Eilu b'Seifa, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to write these things in a Seifa, right? Right. And that's what it says. And Perach of Dalet, Pasuk Dalet. By time Moshe is called the Divrei Hashem Yashkim Aboyka. But even is right. So he wrote down all the things. And I think the Ramban means not only the Stavros Hadibrois, but probably everything. The end of Yisrael, everything mishpatim until right Yeshu Ba'al Tzecha, and Moshe Rabbeinu then wrote everything down in the Sefer. V'lechois itam bris, and then he made a bris with them, right? Uvazaz damim, and then he sprinkled the blood. Akol kamosha, so just like we say, Moshe called the flame as a Sefer bris, and Moshe Rabbeinu risev b'shishi. This is on the sixth day. And then they heard themselves in this place. Ubanim mizbeach b'shvi, and he builds a mizbeach on the seventh day. Uvayseyom shavah lahar, and that same day, he goes back up to Har Sinai, and he's there aboyim yoyim. And this is the famous sheet of the Ramban, right? Who argues on Rashi, because in Perach of Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, there it says, "V'omish omar le al Hashem." So Rashi learns Parshasu Nema Kedem Aseres Advarim Uvedalat Sivan Nema Loi Ole. Rashi holds that all these events took place on the fourth day of Sivan, but the Ramban argues. The Ramban says no, that actually the Parshias Akaseda, and then after Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Here's the Mishpatim, everything Mishpatim. The Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, writes them down, makes the bris with Klai Yisrael. This is on the, I guess, on the sixth day of Sivan. And the seventh day he builds a mizbeach, and then he goes up to Har Sinai to Aboyim Yoyim. This is the Shita Ramban. Now it's interesting, the Ramban Shita, right, that in fact, El Moshe Omar Le'al Hashem, is in fact the very, very original Shita. Ramban wants to claim in his Shita that actually is an opinion like him in the Mechilta, but in fact, actually, this is not all that clear. If I can quote from the Ha'amid Dabba of the Netziv, he writes in on Parakhov Dal Pasak Aleph, Vanitama al Ga'oin Yisrael Ramban. He has a question on the Ramban, Zatzal, right? It's clear to him that there is no Sheet in Chazal like this. When Sim says it's clear there is no Sheet in Chazal like this, that the Ramban is the first, actually, the Ramban seems to be, Kivyochel, is actually Chodek and Chazal, and the Chazanish assumes it. Goes at the Ramban. Okay? Okay, so we have over here, so once again, what I want to outline here, the Chazon Ish is, the Chazon Ish is going with the Shita of the Ramban. That mainly, then we what? That in fact, in other words, what we have here is that we begin with Yaseres HaDibrois, this will be relevant, Yaseres HaDibrois, and then Moshe Rabbeinu tells them all of the mitzvahs, which is true Parshas Mishpatim until the beginning, the end of Parashat of Gimel, LeYeshu Ba'al Tzecha. And then after that, Moshe Rabbeinu writes down these mitzvahs, and he makes the bris with Klal Yisrael, and then after that he goes up to Har Sinai for Avoyim Yoyim. So actually what's called Sinai, this is very important in the Ramban too, we'll see this in Bezras Hashem in later Shi'urim, what's called Har Sinai, then the Gemara in Sefer Daf Lamed Zayin says the mitzvah will give it in Sinai, right, and then they will give it again in Al Maya, and then the right in Shtar, they will also give it in Al Maya. What's called Sinai is not only the Aseres HaDibros, but what's called Sinai is the Aseres HaDibros up to and including all of Parshas Mishpatim. That's what's called Sinai. That's what's called Sinai. Okay, that's very, very important to know. Okay, now, that having been said, this is the Ramban and the Chazon Ish Hasumza. This is the Ramban and the Chazon Ish Hasumza. Okay, now, so in other words, like I said before, the Chazon Ish is based upon the Ramban. Basically, let me simply present the Ramban's. I'm reading from the Ramban's actually in the Rabbi Chabel's edition, despite those who sought to actually create competition, it's still the only really Ramban, in my opinion, is one Kadar. Because the Rambam kindness and the others are right on the mark, besides the fact that we can finish the entire thing too. Anyway, in Perek Cha Pasuk Tezvav, Daf Tof Hey, in the Ramban, Reishis Shmois, there the Ramban brings the Abed Ezra, he calls it Dasam Mefarshim, and he argues and says, right, Vanochem Be'enei Be'pashas of Sida Inyan. In other words, the in Parshish Yisroi, right, B'chol Ha'am Roim is HaKoylos, right, that entire section is before Matan Torah. That's the sheet of the Ramban. He's going to get over in this Chumash. It looks like this Chumash has not been used very, very much, so it's hard to...
It's a new neighborhood,
right, okay, fine. So, now, Baruch Hashem, right? First of all, the Baruch commands Moshe Rabbeinu that the people should stay clear of the Mount of Har Sinai, and the Aseres HaDibros. Now the Baruch is explaining why the parshas are not considered. Now it tells you that when they first heard the sound, they were afraid. They backed out. They backed, right? Beyond the Mirach, against the Mikvul. They went even further than the boundary. Ashik Moshe. And then he says, As Roa Ami Anula Achor, right? Because Amul Elab Kula, all of them said to Moshe, Bele Shalinda be Mamelokim Klop and Yamuz. They were afraid they're going to die. Keep, right? Right? And, Umoshik, right? Right? Kilowat Super Cold of all that's Kabul Akvul, Umoshik Asla Rafal, Baltoicho, as Milok is Bezes, and the Bidiboy, Moshe Bele Kabul there. Abu Mishnah Torah. In the Mishnah Torah, which is in the Devarim, the Parakei of Pasuk Chavala, his kim Moshe ki achri adibros ki velav koreshim tem zegneim. After the Aseres HaDibros, then the Skenim came to him. For Amulai, they said to him, "Im yisiv onav l'shemay kol Hashem, oyim basna, we're going to die. Ki she'anuk b'nafshenu shalnu chalos bo basna basna. We can't take it anymore." Okay? Because they thought Kosh Baruch was going to give all the mitzvahs. Okay? And said the Rabbi, Kosh Baruch, hoidu l'vrei, Kosh Baruch was masking. He agreed. Why make tiv Kosh Nibeo, ki kere yachov, is l'vash l'ish bo'en izi, Kosh Baruch really didn't want to tell them all the mitzvahs, but, you know, I guess he offered them and they declined that he was out there.
Isn't it talking about the Aseres HaDibros?
No. Two things here. No, okay. The before and the after Aseres HaDibros. Okay? The Baruch built after Aseres HaDibros. Okay, that's the Shita of the Ramban. So that's in Perek Chav, Pasuk Tezvav of the Ramban. Okay? And then in Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, there the Ramban, right, presents a Shita that when it says beginning after all the Mishpatim, right, Perek Chav Dalet, there, the Ramban says, right, presents a shita, and, right, after Matan Torah immediately, Boy by yom, and that Vayim Hashem al Moshe Koyah Tov Ben Yisrael Atem Rizim Ben Hashamayim Dibati Bachem, right? That's in Yisrael in Perek Chav Pasuk Yotes, right? That's at the Matan Torah. V'yishchil achzol l'tzeil al-gavoz glora. So he began to, he told them the mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah, which is at the very end of Yisrael, Lois HaSuniti. V'yishchil achzol l'tzeil al-mishpatim. And then he commands them on the mishpatim, that's part of the mishpatim. V'chol ha-mitzvahs ha-boiz ha-chrechen, v'yishchil ba'azorah, but he ended the permission of Avodah Zarah, shimtzu ba'eretz, and right? And then he says to them, after that, right, that after you say this mitzvah, you can go up to Har Sinai. Okay, and Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the Machane and tells the nation all the mitzvahs, right? And they were makabel at the simcha and nasa, but this and nasa. Okay, and then they brought the kabbonis, etc., etc. And then after the Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Har Sinai, Avoyim Yom Laila, that's the very, very end here in Mishpatim. That's the Machlus and Chazal. But Yom Hashem Moshe Alei Alahar VeYeshavim and Chazluchas Ha'ev Noter Bitzah Shekab Lohiroisa. And then, in fact, actually, Rashi brings a machloikas, Rashi says it's after Matan Torah. I think it's Machlos Chazal. And then Ramban agrees that that's after Matan Torah. And then Moshe goes to Abon Yoyim on the level. Okay? That's the Chazanish. Okay? So, in other words, this is the order of events of the Chumash that the Chazanish is based. This is what's called Pshuta Shal Mikra. This is really the Chumash without Chazal. Okay? Okay, now. Now,
so the Bishishi was all these things, not all Tayyad was given on the sixth day, it was just this stream till the end of Parsha Mishpatim.
Right. In other words, the only thing was given for the sales of Devoy, so Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Har Sinai, Avoyim Vavoyim Laila. What was given was the sales of Devoy, the mitzvahs at the very end of Yisrael, and Parsha Mishpatim until Lo Yesh Fu Be'al Tzachah.
50 mitzvahs or something.
Whatever, yeah. I didn't count them. But at least. But I miss his mishpatim.
Second most.
Okay, fine.
So the Moshe and the whole Torah that are seen?
Now we're going to begin. We got through Sifkot Alpha the Chazanish. Baruch Hashem. Okay, this is the easiest. Because the Chazanish is basically just presenting the Ramban. And now, things get a little bit difficult. Now we're going to begin Sivkot and Beis. So we'll begin it now, and of course we're not going to really yell, get into it now, but Mitzvah Hashem will get into it next time, but we're going to begin it. Okay, now. Maybe, in fact, actually bring me a Gemara Chagiga. Okay. Shkoyah, thank you. Now, like I said before, these set of shiurim are the structure of the Chumash, the eyes of Chazal. So now we're going to get the Chazal. Okay, now, what do Chazal have to say? So, it turns out that in Chagiga, there's a machloikas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. You all know this, actually you don't know this, you only know Rabbi Akiva from Rashi, Rosh Hashim Bahal. It's a machlokes tanoi. Davov, Seif and Manal. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Rabbi Shmuel says, Klolois Nebu B'Sinai, the Klolois, I guess the mitzvahs in their general form, with Zen Sinai, Uprotes Baal Mayim, going back to the Davov of Beis now, and the details of the mitzvah said Noyal Mayim. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, Klolois Uprotes Nebu B'Sinai. The Klolois and the Protes were said at Sinai. Vinishtu Baal Mayim, it was said again in Noyal Mayim. Vinishtalshu Ba'avos Mayim. Now, what's called Klolois Uprotes? So most people really don't understand what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel said, because I think they just know this probably from the Hadamah to the Rambam, the Rambam, the Perash Mishnayis. But Rambam learns that in terms of Teresh Bialpeh, or Halachas Mekubalos. But actually, what it means very simply is that we know, for example, let's take Shemitah. In Mishpatim, Shemitah is commanded in a general form. For example, it says regarding Shemitah, in Parachal Gimel, Pasuk Yod, V'shei shanim tizra atz asatzecha, v'yasav tez tibuwasa, v'ashviyis tishmetirim na'ashto, v'achlo avyeni amecha, v'yisram toich l'chay asasadach, v'yinus d'acham azecha. Two psukim on Shemitah. Right? 6 years, you sow the land, and you gather the wheat, and the seventh year, you leave the land, and the aniyam eat, and the animals. That's what it says. In Bahar, in Pasha's Bahar Vayikra, right? And that's only said at Sinai. Now you quote the Ramban, everything which Pasha said at Sinai. Now what happens is, in Bahar, the Chumash says, V'yidav Hashem Bahar Sinai Leimo, Dabel B'nei Yisrael, V'makiz V'ol Ha'od Shal Nisim L'chem L'shapt Ha'od Shal Nasem, and we have a whole bunch of psukim on Shemitah. We have actually 6 psukim on Shemitah. Potim. And it says at Sinai. So comes Rashi, it says, when these Rashi's, right, quoting Rabbi Akiva, just like we see that the Klolim and the Platim, who were said at Sinai, the Klolim as they appear in Parashat Mishpatim, and the Platim as they appear in Bahar, were said at Sinai, because the Torah says, V'dama shal mesh ba'al Sinai limor. So too, all the mitzvahs, the Klolim and Platim were said at Sinai. That's Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Shmuel says no. Rabbi Shmuel says it's not true. Maybe Shemitah was, but nevertheless, all the other mitzvahs, the Klolim was said at Sinai, and the Platim was said where they were said the rest of the Torah. Either by the Lion or I was Moyah. That's the Machlokes. However,
why
I want to go to that right now, okay? I'm going to get to that Mir Tashem. Okay? Anyway, in any case, but however, everybody agrees that certainly the Klolim was said at Sinai. Everybody agrees that the Klolim was said at Sinai. So in other words, that's what the Chazadish says before he gets to Rabbi Akiva. It says the Chazadish in Sifkat and Beis, he named the Vuv Adivei Chazal. It's explained in the words of Chazal. Dinemu l'meish ba'al Sinai kol kayeg mitzvahs ba'isen mem yoyim. For 40 days. On those 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu got all the mitzvahs, at least for Klolim. But that's Rabbi Akiva, the Pidur Rabbi Akiva, Chagigavav, Reshamud Beis, the Klolim supporters them will be Sinai. And he brings Rashi, comes with Rashi, Perish HaTorah, Reish Perat Baal. Okay? Now, we know the Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, 40 days, 40 nights, came down with the Luchais, prayed for Luchais. He goes up another den, Aboy Memboy later, to plead with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he should be Michael, he should forgive Klal Yisrael. And then he goes up a third time, and he gets the entire Torah, he comes down with Luchas Shniyas. So the question, the Chazanish is asking, I'm asking this question, the Chazanish asks it implicitly, is that it's Mashu that Moshe would have to go back up and had to hear all the mitzvahs again. What will he do about Moshe Rabbeinu? He had to hear all the mitzvahs again. So the Chazanish, right, is going to raise this question. I mean, he implicitly raises the question, if Moshe Rabbeinu heard all the mitzvahs the first time he went up to Har Sinai, why does he have to go back up another time to hear them again? Hear them all again. So says the Chazanish, והנה במם יום השני המיס לקושבות משך על התאירה ושבאנו קושבות הוא גאית ושבאנו the entire Torah gave him back the entire Torah. He says the שני is really the שלישים, but he's speaking about the second time he went up for the Torah, because it was a middle time he went up just to plead with the Kodesh Baruch Hu שאין מן הרוי שתהיה ביד מה שלום הברישיינם שישתה בבריס. The bris was broken, so what he learned, and the Avayim Yayim, first Avayim Yayim, that's no longer valid. There's no blitz. So now, we have to Tishtab HaBlitz. Okay? So Chazanish learned it once again. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to hear the Torah again? Simple. The bris was broken. It's no longer effective. It's no longer valid. I have to go back up. I'm making a bris, right? Kisisa, we read this on a tiny Seymour. Why are you making a bris? You made a bris in the Mishpat. The answer to the Mishpat is no longer valid. A new bris. And that's what Chazon Ish says. Okay, now, having said that, we come to now the first real question of Chazon Ish. You see, and we're speaking about, right, we're speaking about really according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Ishmael, you read the Chumash, what you see is what you get. Meaning, the mitzvahs that appear in the Chumash, right, reflects the order in which they were given. So, for example, if we have Pilti and mitzvahs, details of mitzvahs later on, it's because they weren't given at Sinai. If all the Rabbi Ishmael's argument is that if, I mean, it makes sense, if in fact all the part of the mitzvahs were given, see, klumas make a difference, you can always hear mitzvahs with klumas, but if the part of the mitzvahs was already given at Sinai, why do they have to be repeated later on in the Chumash? They were already given. In fact, even more so. Some parts are given, some parts are not given. And then sometimes the parts are given, some are given in Vayikra, some are given in Bamidbar, some are given in Devarim. So Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Ishmael says it's very simple. The Chumash is recorded to the Sinas HaParshas. The Chumash is, we can look at the Chumash, and we can see, in fact, the order in which the mitzvahs were given. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that all the klum and the pratim were given at Sinai, that means that everything commanded in the Chumash after Mishpatim was all given at Sinai. So what's the Torah doing? What's the Torah telling us? The end of Shemais, Vayikra, Bamidbar, and the Moshe B'nai for the Jewish people. He already heard all the pratim. That's the central question of Chazon Ish. See, that's not an easy question. That's what Chazon Ish says. Quite a lot of study. Okay. So the Chazon Ish gives a tale. So I'm sure that Professor Tzvi Aryeh Yehuda probably asked him this question. It's a question. By the way, Derech Agav, I have to say,
what's the question?
The question is,
what's the order that the Torah chooses?
Why does, if Moshe Rabbeinu get all the details of all the mitzvahs at Sinai, so why do we see the mitzvahs that said later on in Vayikra? And Bamidbar and Devarim, they were all said at Sinai. Why do we have to repeat them again? What do you repeat them for?
No, they weren't recorded.
When they weren't recorded? They weren't recorded.
They weren't written down yet. They
weren't written in Sefer Shemos. What you heard, you should have written them down.
So the question is, they should be written in Sefer Shemos.
If Moshe Rabbeinu got all the mitzvahs at Har Sinai, why did the Chumash have to record different mitzvahs at different times over a period of 40 years?
Should have been one long.
You're right! Parshas Vayisrael! Parshas Yisrael! It should be in a gigantic parsha. We can divide it up over the entire year. With all the mitzvahs, the Klum and Potter, according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Chumash is not reflecting the historical revelation of the mitzvahs.
The question is more about the stuff that's not relevant to the time that it's said in the Torah.
The question is, the Torah is irrelevant. The Torah is telling me things that are already said at Sinai. That's what, that's the question that is.
And it makes sense.
If Moshe Rabbeinu sees all the mitzvahs, right?
A lot of these things put into context.
Forget about context. No. I'm asking a very simple question. If Moshe Rabbeinu learned all the kabbalahs at Sinai, right? Why is there faith in Vayikra? He learned the kabbalahs at Sinai. Okay, so now, the Chazit, right? Now, I just want to tell you that in the Chazon, no, on the Rav Chaim al Rambam, there are famous Ha'ogas of Chazon Ish, Hasogas of Chazon Ish on Rav Chaim al Rambam. I think many of the editions of Rav Chaim al Rambam have the Hasogas. Some of the Hasogas actually are questions of this young boy, Tzvi Aryeh Yehuda. And the Chazon Ish wrote on his part of his Rav Chaim, Tzadik Aleph Yud. And I think when they printed it, they felt, I guess, it wasn't pastish. It wasn't, fitting that, Chazon Ish had caught this young boy who after that became some professor. So because of that, they said, I think, Chochamecha. They changed the lashon. Anyway, in any case, now, niggas like this. Says the Chazon Ish, like this. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was taught the mitzvahs, he wasn't commanded, Not only was he not commanded to write down the mitzvahs, he wasn't commanded to command the Jewish people the mitzvahs. V'nei loy nistav Moshe b'ksiv v'azadai v'lo misras on Yisrael. He learned in the base Medrash of Har Sinai. But he wasn't commanded, let's use that yeshivish language, to give it over. Ubegin. He wasn't commanded yet that he should build to the Jewish people, and so he's not commanded to write it. And the mitzvah chodesh is tavol amay Yisrael. So in fact, actually, he was only commanded certain mitzvahs. So for example, when we see the mitzvahs in the Torah, the mitzvahs in the Torah that appeared by Yikra, Yerim Shabbos, Yikra, Middavavim, are not reflecting when Moshe Rabbeinu learned the mitzvahs. They're reflecting when Moshe Rabbeinu was given permission to transmit the mitzvahs which he learned at Sinai to Klal Yisrael. Now, that's called the Mesira. What about the writing? So it turns out that there's a machlokes on the writing. In Gemara, in the Savach Malach and Gittin, one opinion says it was written piecemeal, and one opinion says Terech HaSumenitna was written all at once. So it turns out, if it was written at piecemeal, you could say that at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was given permission to transmit the mitzvah, he wrote it at the same time. But what about according to the opinion that says that Terech HaSumenitna, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah at the very end of the Devarim? So it comes out that we have three time lawyers, it says according to the Chazon Ish. Moshe Rabbeinu was taught the mitzvahs at Sinai with all the Pratim. He was commanded piecemeal during the 40 years, to transmit them a little bit of the time. To write them down, he wrote them down only at the end of the 40 years. Okay, that's what Chazon Ish says. Okay, now, Rabbi Akiva says an interesting thing. Rabbi Akiva says, "Klolos uprotos nemu b'Sinai." The klol uprotos was said at Sinai. Nishnu ba'olmaya. They repeated olmaya. And Yishtalva, and repeated again in Avos Maya. But the Chazon Ish has a question: what was repeated? All the mitzvahs, only some of them. And that's what he says. In other words, when the Mishkan was put up, it was at Ha'ol Mayid, then Moshe Rabbeinu learned the mitzvahs again. Hadavar Milkom Sinai. But it says, when the Mishkan was put up, Nishla Adon Mil Mosina Ba'ol Mayid, but Chazon Ish was taught the mitzvahs again in Ha'ol Mayid. Right? I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu taught the mitzvahs in Ha'ol Mayid. V'yesh Ladat, says the Chazon Ish, in Nishulai Kotaimus is Boil Bayyid. Were all the mitzvahs taught them in Boil Bayyid? Oh, Shalom, Boil Bayyid, Elohim, and Sabbath. Or maybe only those mitzvahs that we see in Vayikra were taught them. And the Chazon Ish says, Liz Matsarachim. In other words, was he taught all the mitzvahs again? All Taim mitzvahs, Boil Bayyid, and Boil Bayyid, and Alas Bayyid? Or only those mitzvahs which you see committed in Boil Bayyid, says Vayikra, Bamidba, that he was taught only those again? Because this doesn't answer the question.
What was the point of being told him again?
I don't know the point of anything. All we want to know is facts right now. Yeah. No explanation. All we want to understand is really what went on. What Chazal said to us, okay? Okay, so in any case, this is how the Chazon Ish ends Sifkat Mudeis. Okay. Now, we've actually done it very, very lightly right now. We just read and translated the Chazon Ish. We haven't really gone deeply into it. But the Mitzvah Shem, I think we're going to leave that for next time. Now, this is a disclosed location. We're in Nof Tzion, overlooking the Makom HaMikdash, Sreed Beis Mikdashenu. So from overlooking the Sreed Beis Mikdashenu, Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, until next week, I go to Vach and I call Tuk.